We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You are listening to Talking Stone While Getting Stuff. That's getting real hard to remember still. My name, 185. I almost forgot that too. It's a great start.
Hey,
the guy that does this podcast flawless all the time, anytime, 24/7, Morgan, the guy that's already starting to talk out of his turn, Mr. Austin. How the fuck is it going, buddy?
Out of my turn. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see how it is.
Well, you don't see anything. You hear how it is.
I've never seen anything ever before in my life.
That's why you wear glasses.
So, yeah, just to make people think I can. Anyway, yeah, I'm doing all right. Just been working. It has been picking up a bit at work for sales, so that's cool. January is always here. But
I... No clue what word you just said there, but we'll go with it.
It's a terrible.
Okay.
And, it's been all right. Just we're going to a hockey game for Valentine's Day, so that's cool. That's coming up. I'm gonna keep talking about it until it happens.
Like a NHL game? Are we talking minor league or?
No, we're gonna be seeing the Victoria Royals playing the Vancouver Giants in the Dub.
All right, well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I believe it was New Year's, we saw the Royals play and they won, so it'd be cool to see another one. But yeah, so that's cool. Get yourself a wife that'll go to a hockey game on Valentine's Day.
That's not a terrible choice. I mean, I'm pretty happy with what I got right now, so.
I more just said that to, like.
Although.
Anybody that's sure listening.
I could probably drag her to some type of sporting event on V-Day as well, if I really wanted to.
Fair.
But.
Anyway, how you doing?
Good. Great. After this podcast, we will see how well, because she's here. So, I don't know if she can hear me right now or not. She's too polite to yell anything during the podcast, so...
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's nice of her. No, nothing. Well, there has been some stuff that's been going on, like my typical dodgeball and all that deal and whatnot. This past Saturday, as of recording, was the funeral for my girlfriend's mother that had passed away, which I will say was an amazing celebration of her life.
That's good.
I got the privilege to meet so many people. People, but so many people. But no, it was good. It was as good as something like that can be, I guess. But it was more a celebration, which is what I think everyone should be doing. But less of that. More of some positive, fantastic news.
Oh.
Well, I already hinted towards you, Mr. Austin.
Oh, yes, you did.
That I have a story to tell.
Yes. Oh, I was supposed to remind you to tell a story.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do it until you remind me then.
Okay. Hey, Morgan?
Yes, what's that?
You have something to tell.
What's that?
I don't know.
This is awkward now. I forget.
Whoops.
No. I'm going to say a couple weeks back, it might have been a week and a half, come at me, but I was scrolling through, you guys may have heard of it, thing called Facebook. So I'm scrolling away. Yeah, it's been around once or twice. It's been in the news lately. Anywho, scrolling around, and I seen one of those not at all AI marketed ads towards certain people at all.
Oh yeah.
It didn't make me literally stop on my tracks, scroll back up, and like $50 sold. Done. Take my money. Like, you guys win this one.
Take it. Give me the thing. Just shut up. You won. Okay.
So I made the purchase. Excellent. It was for a gift for my lovely girlfriend.
Excellent.
And but then I got looking into the website itself.
Uh-oh.
The email I got from them went straight to spam folder.
I mean, that can happen, but not a
no tracking number.
Oh boy.
And when I went onto the website, majority of the people on there is like, this is a scam, walk away. So that made me very, very worried. So I ended up telling her that she was going to be, well, don't get her hopes up, but something might be showing up. And I told her the story, and of course she had a more positive attitude than I did, and was saying it wasn't a scam, but I was certain it was a scam. But
yeah,
Friday I go to check the mail, and there's a package in it, and I open it up, and it turns out that I was wrong, thankfully, and everything I ordered, exactly how I ordered it, exactly how it was supposed to be showed or ordered.
Yeah,
a couple days late, but I'm not gonna complain because I didn't even know it's showing up.
Yeah, you didn't have a tracking number.
Yeah, so it showed up. It is a metal Pokemon card with a, what is it? I'm terrible with Pokemon, but it's a Pikachu with an Eevee. And they're kissing. Ooh la la.
Gross. Yeah, it says Eevee and Pikachu, I choose you. Oh, should I be saying this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's pretty cute. It looks like a Pokemon card, obviously, but yeah, it's the metal,
and it's actually like, if you do the flick test, it dings back at you like it's not some
cheap piece of plastic or nothing.
Yeah, it's definitely metal. It's not going to be like titanium or,
well, no,
anything like that, but it's.
I do like at the bottom it says, this Eevee and Pikachu brings soulmates together.
Well, guess what? We were already fucking together, so it wasn't the card. The card helped. Oops. It definitely helped.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I think it gave me a few brownie points.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. No, I'm just kidding.
No. So all in all, it was a worrisome story, but it ended well.
In the end, it was all okay.
And I learned to trust my girlfriend a little bit more. So it was a win-win all around.
Well, and obviously, like, you know, you see things and you're like, oh boy.
And you never know if those, especially with the Facebook ads, you never know.
I do generally recommend against.
Well, I've done it lots, and I've had success so far. So
that's fair. I've just because
No, you're not wrong.
Because of my work, I've had people come in and be like, hey, I did this thing and then I got scammed. And I'm like, oh, well, don't do that thing anymore.
Yeah. To be continued, if we're being honest, because it still could be a bigger scam. They could be like, sure, we'll give them this $50 item and try and take 50 grand from him instead.
Which, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. I'm broke as fuck, guys. Fuck, like, you, Metaverse.
Getting, you're not getting much Metaverse. What?
Well, that's Facebook Metaverse. Huh.
Well,
nerds will like it. The nerds will like it.
Metaverse is
like the nerds will like it.
Have you seen the new Apple one? That one's actually pretty cool.
Plug us, Austin.
Plug that sounded dirty. So first things first, if you could rate, review, give us a follow, subscribe, download, all that good stuff wherever you listen to our podcast. Make sure to tell anybody who you think might like it.
Even if you think they won't like it, tell them about it.
Yeah. A negative view is still a view.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok, what about you? You've been doing some stuff.
As of recent days, I've been preoccupied with other activities.
Well, yes, but
Generally, yes. Twitch, I've been trying to do that more often than not. Caption Morgan 2. Of course, been playing a lot of PAL World. Oh, that game's a drug.
Even my manager's talking about it now.
Yeah, we might have to do a PAL World episode.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get you into it yet. Don't you worry, my friend.
We'll see.
But
I've been trying it, but anyways, right?
Caption Morgan 2, any type of social media whatsoever. But yeah, Twitch is my main one. TikTok, again, you and I both need to post more on, well, I need to post more on my own. You don't need to post on mine. It's fine.
No, I probably should, though.
Although, that would be entertaining.
But I think so.
Our main podcast for our show, I've definitely been slacky on that lately, but...
Yeah.
Content, what is that, right?
What even is content? Well, yeah.
But speaking of content, I decided to, since we're now just talking stone milking stuff, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start the podcast off with a interesting fact. And it just happens to be sport related. I promise I did not plan this whatsoever. I was like, in my brain, I was like, this is interesting. I put it in here. I was like, oh, wait, this is actually technically sport related.
That's funny.
But back in 1923. So, 100 years ago.
Breaking news.
Yeah, it's kind of breaking news. I didn't say this was a new fact.
That's true. That is true.
But this actually might baffle you, Austin. This is another reason why I put it in here. And for our listeners, the few that we have. there was a jockey that won the race, this horse race. That's the fact. That's
okay.
The shocking. No, there's a little bit more to it. He's known to be the only person to win a horse race while dead. Just letting that sink in for a moment.
So he, wait, Was the horse he dead or the jockey was dead?
The jockey was dead. He started the race alive. He ended the race, passed away.
That is wild.
It was his first and only race ever.
Well, yeah, I don't think a second was going to happen.
He was, I believe, an intern or something like that. He was really excited to, yeah, his name's Frank Hayes, New York. He was really excited to win the race or to do his first race.
Uh-huh.
And during the race, he had a heart attack. And he managed to stay on the horse, and the horse crossed first.
That's wild.
So
that's actually crazy. Just imagine you're like, oh man, posing for the picture afterwards, and you're like, is he sleepy? What's up? What's going on?
Oh, sorry, this was his second race. Correction.
Oh.
He lost his first one.
Okay. Well, maybe he should have kept losing.
Hey, I guess he's retiring. Even 500, that's pretty well, solid. Well, let's
just put it this way, right? He lived after 100% of the matches or the races that he lost. And he died after 100% of the matches that he won. So,
where are you going with this?
Winning isn't everything.
Winning isn't everything. That's what this proves, Austin. Good yeah. job.
See, hey, you know what? You bring up a fact from 1923. I'll say something.
You're definitely saying words.
I sure am.
Do they? If mean they're anything? In a coherent yeah. sentence, that's to be. Wow, I can't speak.
Yeah, either. You're gonna call me over speaking.
I can say coherent, but I can't say determined.
Hmm. Hey, you did it there.
Oh, you did it there because I thought real hard. Trust me, my brain hurts.
I think I smelled the smoke coming out of the ears from here.
Yeah, starting the spring off early. Full of smoke.
But I think, too, we do, just because, you know, we're phasing sports out of the name, doesn't mean we don't talk about them.
That's true.
And this one doesn't feature a dead jockey, but it does feature a Winnipeg Blue Bomber.
Yeah, that's returning to the CFL after being in the NFL for 4 years.
Chris really not doing Streveler? Much. Streveler?
Chris Streveler.
Streveler?
Yeah. For any CFL fans out there, you probably heard his name once or twice. And the main reason why I decided to put this article in here, I really don't want to talk about the Bombers, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I'm surprised to see this article here.
But I mostly just want to talk about Chris Treveller as a so-called quarterback.
So-called?
Yeah, and the fact that when he was in the CFL, with the Bombers, sure, they won Grey Cups with the duo quarterback in 2019, this and that, and he rode off into the sunset with his fur jacket, no shirt, booze out of his mind, to the NFL. Tried his damnness to make any type of name there. I mean, I'm saying this as a guy that's sitting on his couch in his apartment doing a podcast.
Talking into a microphone.
It cost me $50. Like, but.
So who's really the winner
here? Me, obviously.
Clearly.
But he tried his damnedest to make anywhere in the NFL, even on the New York Jets, arguably one of the worst teams in the NFL, if not the worst. definitely recent years. Not been great, but the main criticism everyone had for Chris Streveler is the fact that he's not very good at throwing the football.
Which at the quarterback position
is kind of a pretty important skill you should have. You would think
so, yeah.
Personally, I still think Chris Streveler is a great athlete, but I wouldn't have him as a quarterback. Yes, he's 216 pounds, 6'1". Like, trying to tackle that guy is a workout and a half.
That's not that big of a guy for football.
For a quarterback?
For 6'1"?
Well,
I don't know.
I guess, like, yeah, his height, but 216, and he's a solid boy.
That's fair. That's fair.
His tree trunks for legs. It's
those linemen, though, man. I don't know.
No, compared to the linemen, I get it, but.
But yeah, as a quarterback, is.
I've watched him many years as a Ryder fan, run through guys and
fair
piss
enough.
Me off quite a few times. But yeah, his throwing game has always been questionable. Yes, the Bombers lost Drew Brown to Ottawa, who signed, I believe, a 2-year extension over there. So this is, you need a valuable backup, but I'm more or less shocked the fact that even as a NFL practice roster player, you're making so much more money in the NFL than, and he was there for 4 years. So I'm kind of shocked that he's even back in the CFL, if I'm being honest.
That's fair.
I mean, he signed a 1-year contract. He's in 2024, so it says here the deal is worth $120,000 plus playtime incentives, so
potentially could make more. That's a decent little salary to play some ball.
Yeah, but like he'd be getting about $500,000 just on the practice roster in the NFL. So
yeah. Well, but clearly maybe there wasn't a spot for him anymore.
Well, when we get kicked off the Jets, it's that's kind of the bottom of the barrel in the NFL. So
it's not the top of the barrel, that's for sure.
Little bit more CFL news as far as Rough Riders go. Something I actually do want to talk about a lot more. I was really, really getting worried with how long this re-signing was, you know, not happening. Every day that went by, I was like, okay, get something done. And finally, they re-signed Sean Bain Jr., which was a free agency pickup last season. He was supposed to be our quick receiver. You know, he's not a very big guy. Let's get his... trying to find his size.
I'm looking, there's a video playing on the article, and he's definitely quick.
Yeah, he's real, real fast. He's also another guy that if you need a slot into it for a kick return, like maybe do a combo guy, like with Alfred and Sean Bain, that's another possibility.
Hey, what is it with Saskatchewan and loving small receivers?
Well, it worked for us once, and the Riders like to do the same thing over and over again.
I guess we just need to keep doing this. Result. Well, hold on. Which small receiver are you thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking of Dressler.
Okay, me too. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, no, in my mind, I like to have... You don't want all your guys to be the 6'5" monsters.
No, you need some small, quick guys.
You need some speed.
Some burners.
You get the, yeah. You know, the quick little slant throws or the dump offs where you just throw it like a yard behind line of scrimmage and
a little lateral.
Watch back and watch the magic happen type deal. So
exactly.
You know, Edmonton has Kyren Moore, also known as Swerve.
That's a pretty cool nickname.
It is. Came from Rider fans. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Rider first.
Okay, well.
And then, you know, you could argue that Winnipeg has Nick Dembski. I mean, he's a little bit more bulkier than the Sean Bain and the Kyren Moore type folks, but he's the Swiss Arm. It's the Swiss Army type of player. It's always good to have those type of players.
Versatility is an asset.
But now he's extended for 2 years, so we got him for 2025. He played all 18 games, 93 catches, which led the CFL, just saying, on a shitty Rider offense as well. He got 1104 for total yards, so even this article says the Riders have basically been trying to find a replacement of Weston Dressler since 08, so yikes. It's been a while since we've had, as a Rider fan, since we've had a valuable smaller receiver like this. So it's nice to see.
Nice to see that he's sticking around for a bit.
Yeah, try and keep some similarity on that Rider offense. So,
yeah.
That's where we're at for football news. Well, actually, a little bit just off the top of my head, just popped into my head. In the NFL, I don't know if you saw this, Austin, but the Pro Bowl, they had a fun little event. I guess the NHL all started the same thing, but dodgeball. Dodgeball's going across the nation right now, so I'm glad I jumped on the bandwagon early. Yeah, just picture, dude, though, bunch of NFL talented quarterbacks and receivers and DBs playing fucking dodgeball. Like, I don't want to get hit by any of those throws.
Oh, God, no.
I don't want to get hit by a ball that Patrick Mahomes fucking throws or something like that. Like,
no thanks.
Nah.
No, thank you.
So we
are in the All-Star break right now. We got hockey, actually. Mm-hmm. We're in the All-Star break. We got hockey coming back today. Got a couple games today, but we're not going to talk about those quite yet because All-Star weekend was a thing.
Yeah, and I fucking hated it. I mean, what?
And, well, so I got my thoughts. You got your thoughts, and we'll see. I will say, so the draft that they did, I'm glad they brought back the draft. Don't get me wrong. The player draft, that makes me happy. However.
Big sigh.
It's almost like the NHL has never done things. Like, okay, if you're going to do a draft and you have like three, four people on each team, you know, making these picks, don't give them all live microphones. Because anything I saw with that, you couldn't hear what was going on because everyone was talking at the same time. and it was all coming through the microphone.
And most people didn't know what the hell they were supposed to actually be doing.
Exactly. It was just, it was a mess. It was a mess. Nobody knew what to do. But then we got the skills competition. And, well, first of all, no, we did the women's showcase as well. I believe they did 3-on-3.
Mm-hmm. Which I ended up, I actually watched some of it because I was in a pub eating some wings and they had that on TV. And I was like, well, of course I'll watch it.
Hell yeah. Well, and that's cool. I love it. With the PWHL, I believe it is. They, I'm all for it. Advertise it, get more eyeballs on it.
Well, hell, it was even on, you could even bet against it on,
yeah.
Bunch of different sites.
But yeah, exactly. So, which, I mean, if you're going to bet on an all-star game, that is kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you know, anyway, so then we have a skills competition and I was very happy about it for the most part.
Hmm.
So I apparently, and I didn't know this before the all-star game, but apparently the league had consulted with Connor McDavid about how to make the all-star game better or the skills competition better or whatever, just the weekend better. And I guess basically his thought process was make it simpler, right? We don't need a fucking dunk tank like we had in Florida. We don't need to do golf shots like Vegas. Like, it's a skills competition. It's not a fucking, you know, circus. So I did like that. A little bit more back to basics, for sure.
I'm not going to argue with that premise, no.
It is hilarious that the guy that they consulted for the All-Star game was the best in everything he did.
Just wait for all the conspiracy stuff to start flying if it hasn't already.
Here's the thing. He's the best player in the league.
Yeah.
So for him to be the best in the All-Star game is not that shocking. To me, at least.
I will give NHL props for allowing Connor Bedard to be out there, at least, you know, do some passes for the accuracy stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
It seemed to be what he was able to do is minimal, but.
Well, and so I guess, and I didn't see this, but I guess at one point Bedard was just kind of chilling by himself, and I guess Crosby went over to him and was just kind of like, basically, hey, there's going to be more all-star games. You're going to have an opportunity to really play.
Yeah, there's going to be more. Like, there's a reason why Crosby sat out of a few.
Oh, yeah. Well, in this one, literally, he showed up like
a day or two late or something.
Yeah.
Because he's out on that open rink in, what, Montana or something?
Hilarious. So he was still playing hockey. But he was just like, I just want to do it by myself for a little bit. And then I'll show up eventually. Like, but
I wonder if he's going to get penalized for that. Probably not.
He did show up. Yes, but it's late.
Does he get like a day's suspension or something, maybe?
I doubt it.
Can't practice with the team for a day?
I.
It's like, okay, I don't need it anyways.
That's a pretty rough look, though, too, to suspend like still one of the best players in the game who seems to be getting better.
Would you put that against Gary Bettman, though?
Oh, not at all. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest. Now, with the All-Star game or with the skills competition, that was the good. That was what I thought was good, right? There's back to basics. Connor McDavid wrecking shop. Nikita Kucherov.
Yes, I'm glad you bring him up.
Nikita Kucherov, a couple of years ago, signed a massive extension worth $76 million. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So his contract currently, the whole life of it, almost $100 million. Guy can't try a little bit.
Yeah, he did not want to be there.
You know, it was a joke. I'd rather you not show up.
Yep. But it's really basically like that whole, you know, Martian Lynch thing back in the day, be like, I'm just here so I won't get fined type.
Literally, scenario. that's the same energy that it had. But it wasn't funny because it wasn't Marshawn Lynch. Mm. And the thing that really bugged me is in an interview after or during the All-Star weekend.
Well, this is really interesting. I haven't seen any interviews, so.
Well, so Kucherov was saying that he was basically, because the NHL announced some, well, this is news too, and I would like to talk about it.
All right, that's good.
Gary Bettman just real casually was like, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to the 2026 Olympics and the 2030 Olympics.
Oh yes, I completely forgot about the whole
Olympics. No, that's all good. I forgot about it till just now. Which, and I want to get to that because that is...
We will, yeah.
And I'm very excited about that. But Kucherov, they also, because they talked about how at this point, Russia will not be invited. Right? Like,
of course. Shocking.
So, right. So, Kucherov, Nikita Kucherov, shockingly Russian, basically said, well, it's not really a best-on-best tournament if Russia isn't invited.
I mean, I
now,
can...
That's true.
Yes, I get see what where he's coming from.
But the effort we just saw from him, and then to be like, it's not a best-on-best. Well, what do you know about best-on-best? You were just at a best-on-best, and you didn't give a shit.
No.
I know it's different. I get that it's completely different. But it is just a little like,
So little double standards, yeah.
When you try. And I get that he's leading the league in points right now. I totally understand that. Show why.
Mm-hmm.
Show off. It's your chance to show off. You're so humble. You're so this. Most people are like, show off. I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way. And I think part of that is Nikita Kucherov.
None of those players actually want to be doing all that stuff.
No, but at least some of them are actually fucking... giving it a
they're putting a show on for the fans, people that give them a job.
Yeah, you know, Kucherov, you know why you're able to make that much money?
Us.
Fucking us. Well, not me specifically, but
all the fans, all like the merchandise that's bought, like it's
tickets, you know, all that shit. I mean, obviously sponsorships, but
anyway. Yeah.
It's and I think too, part of it is just I really don't like Kucherov. I think he is low key one of the dirtiest players in the league.
Well, go on.
I was just gonna say, if he gets angry or if he feels like he was wronged, he loses his goddamn mind. There's a couple Russians that do this. You got Malkin. Have you ever seen Malkin just like lose his mind?
I can't honestly say I have, but it
might have to show you because it is. It's that Russian just like blind rage. And I've seen it do it a few times, especially in the playoffs and just in the regular season when they're losing badly. He's a sore loser to me. I just don't like the guy. I don't like the guy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it sucks that you see that more than not in one particular group or nationality, but it's just how it seems to happen. But you're not wrong.
But yeah, no, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Still thought the All-Star was overproduced. We all heard my thoughts and feelings on having celebrities that involved. If you are going to have the celebrity endorsements, fine. More money, whatever. But don't have them at the forefront. We don't need to hear Bublé or whatever you say talk about some type of micro... doshes.
See, I so disagree. Oh man, I fucking love Michael Bublé.
We don't need to see Justin B Bieber, well, anywhere really. but definitely not skating around thinking he's part of the NHL.
He's not thinking he's a part of the NHL. Now he's just putting thoughts in his head.
Oh, it's just, I don't know, it irked me the wrong way. I will say, if I'm pinpointing certain competitions, the hard shot competition, I was shocked with some of the outcome in
Kale, goddamn Makar.
I didn't anticipate anyone actually getting over 100 miles per hour. But what, I forget the exact amount, but was it like 103 or something?
I think it was 103 or 1.2.9, something like that.
It was right around that bubble.
I know, I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, Petey was just under, Patterson was just under 100. I think he's at like 98, which is still a hell of a slapper.
Yes.
But no, did you see the video or the GIF of Austin Matthews reacting to Cale Makar's shot?
Well, I was watching, well, not live, but I was watching it recorded on TSN or whatever. So yes, I did see it.
Okay. I just thought it was funny. It was just like, I don't think Matthews knew that Makar could do that. And I think
I don't think anyone really also did.
Had that thought process. Like, oh, okay. He's also, so he's fast. He's skilled with a puck. Excellent passer. Rocket of a shot.
Although that's the thing, not, you don't see those types of shots live in the game almost
no.
ever.
No. Not often, no.
It just, you have very minimal accuracy when you're trying to move the puck that hard.
Well, and that's the thing. They're just going for power. You more often than not, if I would almost think that they should test the speed on like a one-timer. Because that's actually like a realistic.
Didn't we see that one all-star before?
Situation. I don't know.
Did it
well, I think
passes?
They had a one-timer challenge or something. I don't know if they actually had that as the hardest shot. I think that would be a more accurate hardest shot.
Yeah, I think I'm just mixing the accuracy challenge with the hardest shot.
That could be. Which, shocker, Connor McDavid won.
Yeah. It was, I don't know. I ended up falling asleep during it, so.
I'm pretty sure I was at work.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't watching it live. I mean, watching it
right.
2 in the morning might have had something to do with the fact that I fell asleep, but I don't know. It was there, and now it's not. I didn't watch any of the
games
itself.
I have no interest in them.
I just care about the skills, but I think that's a enough time spent on the All-Star. Unless you have anything random you want to throw in there.
No, I am going to change the order a little bit.
You do you, my guy.
So, not that it's necessarily in order. There's some good, interesting hockey talk, and then there's some stuff that's not as fun.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to save that for last.
That sounds good to me.
In the meantime, buddy, we have a trade to announce.
Oh, yeah. Do we have
to? We have a couple trades to announce, actually.
Do we?
We sure do.
Hmm.
So, first off, I'm not going to talk about the trade you're thinking about.
Okay.
Sean Monahan.
Oh, that trade. That's right.
So, Sean Monahan, now, I believe it was a year or two ago, Brad Treliving, in his infinite wisdom, was like, hey, Montreal, please take Monahan. We'll even give you a first-round pick to do it.
Yeah.
And Montreal was like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. And then, craziest thing happened. Sean Monahan figured out how to play hockey again a little bit. And by that, I mean, wasn't injured the entire time.
Yeah, he just figured out, like, okay, I'm just not going to be injured anymore, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, when half of his body's made of metal at this point, from all the pins.
Which is basically, he's a cyborg, so he has an unfair advantage. Now, so at this point, Montreal has a first-round pick of Sean Monahan. And guess what? Winnipeg Jets, they decided, we want Sean Monahan. And what did they give Montreal? Well, they gave him a 2027 third-round pick, which is conditional.
Mm-hmm. Probably based on playing time, I assume.
It is not. Oh. Montreal receives the third-round pick if Winnipeg wins the Stanley Cup this year.
Okay, okay.
And a 2024 first-round pick. So, folks, if you're keeping track at home, Montreal ended up with two first-round picks for receiving and sending out Sean Monahan. And
like, okay, we'll be your mail service.
Like, I think that's an impressive piece of work. I will say that is very lucky, because Sean Monahan could have just kept being injured and staying injured, and it would have been a bad contract, and they would never have gotten a first-round pick.
But the fact that Monahan was actually able to produce with Montreal a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, and he's gonna, and here's the thing. He was getting a lot of minutes on this team. Winnipeg, he's definitely going to play a little bit more of a depth role. But that means he's going to be playing against not as good competition, which arguably should help him out.
I think he'll be better in a depth role, honestly.
So, that's that trade. Good for Winnipeg. But you know why Winnipeg made that trade? Because the other center who was on the trade market, the real name on the trade, on the trading block, had already gone to Vancouver.
Because Conway's like, we don't want to make the playoffs. Let's just make our rivals even fucking better.
So, there's two parts to this trade. The Vancouver Canucks and the Calgary Flames. Canucks side is very quick. The Canucks receive Elias Lindholm. That's it. Just Elias Lindholm, okay? Calgary Flames acquire Andre Kuzmenko. I'm just going to go through the list and then we can talk. So we got Andre Kuzmenko, Yoni Yermo, Hunter Brustewitz, I believe is how you pronounce that. I could be wrong. That's a rough name.
Yeah, thanks.
It literally starts BRZ, so that's just not fair. We also sent the Flames a first-round pick this year. And a fourth round pick this year, but it's conditional. So if Vancouver makes it to the conference finals, that fourth round pick becomes a third round pick.
Interesting.
So
I have to be a Flames fan, partially cheering for the Canucks for that pick to get better.
So yes. From what I've been seeing online, it's been interesting. I find there's not as much hatred as more between the Flames and the Canucks. Because the Flames hate the Oilers.
Yeah, I've been seeing this, I think, the same stuff that you've been seeing.
There's been a lot of memes of like, all right, well, we can't defeat Edmonton ourselves, but Vancouver, take this. You beat them.
We hate them more than you guys.
And I think that's hilarious. So, okay, from the Canucks side, they acquire Elias Lindholm. I'm very excited about this.
You should be.
He's a guy who's going to slot in anywhere in our top six. He can play wing. He can play center. He's very responsive.
He's a natural center.
He's a natural center, which is very helpful. He can score. He hasn't been scoring much this year. I understand that. But
he's not going to be your he might break 30, but he's not going to be like the Austin Matthews or the McDavid type of player for your team or anything like that. But
I would argue, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I would say he may be a more defensively responsible Bo Horvat.
Yep. Maybe. I can see that type of power play. He's great. Pelling, he's great. Yeah, he's a really fantastic player. I really wish he was playing for Calgary Flames.
Well, turns out he's not. But Vancouver gave up a lot for this guy. Couple prospects. Joni Yermo, I don't know much about. But Hunter Brustowicz is supposed to be, well, he has a ceiling of excellent offensive defenseman. And hold on.
I'm holding. We're all holding together.
So he definitely has a high ceiling. I don't like the idea of Calgary getting a guy for their future from us. But hey, you know, and the first round pick, that hurts.
If you watch what the Flames have been doing with their roster all year, they've been bringing guys in and off the Wranglers like crazy. Yeah, they're building for the future, which I don't disagree, because if I'm being a realist, I didn't anticipate them, you know, winning the cup right now. So if they make the playoffs, fantastic. I'm not going to complain. But if they don't make the playoffs, then whatever. As long as I just keep seeing some type of growth, I just really, really wish that they realize that there's, you know, 30 other teams that, you know, they could, apparently there was other interests, which why wouldn't there be in Lindholm? But Vancouver Canucks, they're in a place right now where they haven't been in quite some time.
Yeah.
And they really, really, really want to lose to Boston another time in Game 7.
You keep saying this like Boston's been able to make it to the finals.
I know.
Years. They haven't.
It's part of the joke, Austin. Can't you hear all the laughter?
No. Only tears.
Only tears, that's fair.
Now, here's a guy I will say I'm conflicted on Kuzmenko, because as like a locker room guy, as a media guy, he is a great personality. He is hilarious. I don't know why it was so funny to me, but at one point somebody caught him eating a banana on the bench, and it was just, I don't know. I find just that hilarious.
One of those little things. Yeah.
He's a great, great presence for sure. This is his second year in the league. His first year, he scored 39 goals. I think he had like 37 assists or something. Like, he had a solid rookie year in the NHL. And that netted him a decent contract, 2-year, $5.5 million deal. Now this year, he hasn't quite been living up to it. I think a little bit of that has to do with the sophomore slump, but I think also Rick Tocchet is not a huge fan of Kuzmenko, and I'll be completely honest, it's mostly because he is shit at defense. He is definitely a floater in terms of coming back to help. So when he's not scoring goals, it really makes it look like he's not good to have on the team. When he's scoring goals, it's fine, right? You score 40 goals a year. Yeah, you can slack a little on defense.
Which, now that you, because obviously I haven't been paying as close attention as you would have been the past couple of years.
Yeah.
But the Flames, they're solid with the offensive players that can play defense. They have Michael Backlund, they have Mangiapane, they have Sharagovich, however you say his name. He's
Sharagovich, yeah.
He's pretty solid. Even Huberdeau's pretty solid. They got Kadri, he's solid. They need that kind of, you know, cherry picker guy, if you will. you know, type of player that Goodrow was for them. And just have someone that could potentially be just receiving those amazing passes from Huberdeau, who has been producing more of as of late. So
he's been picking it up. He's a guy, if the Hubi Kuzi connection can get going, man, especially with the speed of Sharon Govich, that line could be deadly.
It, on paper, it looks pretty good.
It looks pretty dang good.
It does suck to lose the center depth, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it hurts for sure. But I will say, too, with the benefit for the Flames, Kuzmenko signed through next year.
Yeah, so they get another year.
Right, whereas things, but Lindholm was up this year, and they weren't from the sound. Well, he wasn't re-signed yet, so.
And I don't think he was going to be, but we should mention, what's his face? He did have to waive his no trade clause to get traded.
Kuzmenko, yes, yeah, he Calgary. Did.
So it might not be the easiest thing to re-sign him.
To re-sign,
which I'm worried about, because if he didn't want to get traded to Calgary initially.
Well, but yeah, but people put in the no trade clause. I don't put that much weight into those, realistically, because I don't know. I think part of it is just like a bargaining chip.
Yeah, something where it's like, they can't just wake up in the morning and be traded type deal.
We'll give you a no trade if we shave some money off the contract kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we have a little bit of time left in the episode.
And, we have as much time as you want, buddy.
Well, not really, because I'm going to have to make pancakes soon because I'm getting hungry. But yeah, with strawberries.
Let's waste the last little bit of time about talk about pancakes going to my hole.
No, we do got to talk about it. It's
you're not wrong.
So this has been a story that's been it's been in the news for a while. There was an incident that took place June 2018 at the World Juniors. There were five players from that team that were charged with sexual assault. We now know officially the name of the players. We have Carter Hart, who's a goalie, or was a goalie in Philadelphia. Michael McLeod, played for the Devils. Dylan Dubé, obviously for the Flames. And Cal Foote, I don't remember. And then the fifth player was Alex Formanton. He was playing in Switzerland. He was the first player, basically, the name to be announced that he was showing up for the charges. Or surrendering to police. So it's going to be... We're not close to the end of this yet.
Not even.
Because, especially with, so I've learned these things, you know, you never expect hockey to be something to lead you to know about legal proceedings in a province you've never been to. But I guess in Ontario, compared to like even, I guess, BC, sometimes high profile cases in like BC, for example, might be pushed to be quicker, whereas in Ontario, basically, nope, you wait mm-hmm. for the order, and I guess there's a bit of a backlog in terms of court proceedings in Ontario, to the fact where this will go to trial probably in about 2026. So this is not the last we've heard of this story. There has been a bit of, like, because obviously the teams that these players were on have to deal with this. And for an example, right, there was a statement put out by the Flame. And I'm not calling out your team.
No, I know.
I'll explain. But they put out a statement basically saying Dylan Dubé was stepping away from the team, more or less citing like mental health and just needed to take a break. And then it came out, obviously, that he was one of the players accused.
Yeah.
And it has since come out that Calgary did not know. Dubé was not forthright with that information with the Flames organization. So this isn't on them. They didn't know. It did upset me at first when I saw that statement and I found out that he was involved. Because I was like, oh, so you're just trying to paint this as something it's not. But they have since come out and said, no, we didn't know. But yeah, it's.
Yeah, initially it does show a bad look, but.
Right. But they got cleared up. It's fine. I'm not shitting on the Flames. I am shitting on these players, though. But it is a legal proceeding. It is. We'll see. I honestly, even if this goes to trial, this goes through, and they're all found not guilty, which it doesn't feel like that's going to be the case. Even if that's the case, I don't know that any of these guys make it back to the NHL.
No.
It would not shock me to see them playing either in Europe or Russia. Because especially in Russia, they really don't care. Can you play hockey good? Okay, we'll pay you money. Like that's basically how the KHL works.
Which is a disgrace, if I'm being honest.
It is, but it's one of the most corrupt places in the world, so it
doesn't. I'm not shocked.
But it is not shocked, just disappointed.
We really just tore apart Russia this episode, didn't we?
Yeah. They're not exactly in favor in the world right now, so I don't feel too out of place doing that.
That's fair. I don't think we have any Russian listeners right now, anyways.
I doubt it. But
if they do, let us know.
Basically, the whole point of this is I hope the person that had to deal with this will get a resolution, because it's brutal.
It's brutal. It's been dragged along like too long. It's all around awful and just really, well, I wish it would be resolved sooner than it sounds like it's going to be, but.
And on that wonderful note, unless you have anything else to talk about.
What's that?
I said, and on that note, unless you have anything else to add.
No, I'll let you go make your delicious pancakes.
Sounds good.
Everyone out there, stay stoned. Stay safe.
Bye.